This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The NLRB ruled that the football team at Northwestern University cannot access the National Labor Relations Act to organize. The ruling was a victory for college sports establishment and reaffirmed the NCAA's argument about college athletes being students. The ruling did not determine whether or not the players were or were not employees. In a decision made by the Supreme Court concerning the town of Gilbert, Arizona, and the problem of an election sign versus a religious meeting sign, the justices voted unanimously to overrule the town, allowing both signs. Laws based on the content of speech, the Supreme Court has long held, must face such scrutiny. The key in Justice Clarence Thomas' decisions, though, is the vast expansion of what counts as content-based. The court used to say laws were content-based if they were adopted to suppress speech, which the government disagreed with. Justice Thomas took a different approach. Any law that singles out a topic for regulation, he said, discriminates based on content and is therefore presumptively unconstitutional. Traffic deaths were up 14% nationally so far in 2015, and injuries are up by one-third. Hackers managed to get into 334,000 tax returns filed with the IRS. They paid no taxes. Republican presidential candidates have gained a near monopoly on donors of $1 million or more. 56 gave super PACs that much, about 12 times as much as Democrats' biggest donors. Egypt's president has issued a new counterterrorism law, including one that penalizes journalists for contradicting official accounts of militant attacks. Malaysia is seeking meetings with Twitter, Google, and Facebook because they want to, in their words, stem the tide of increasing rumors. Shell Oil has won a final permit to start drilling for oil and gas in the Arctic Ocean for the first time. One in 140 children are estimated to have selective mutism, where they speak with family but are unable to speak in public because of anxiety. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.